Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Akhtas Hazrat Maana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtas Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dil tumhara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke roote kya sahara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Lagte fam yaad toofano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Lagte fam yaad toofano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Haasil sahil mujhe toofan hai. Tere jalwon ka nazara chahiye. Haasil sahil mujhe toofan hai. Tere jalwon ka nazara chahiye. Apni aahon se dar jana apni. Apni bigri ko suwara chahiye. Apni aahon se dar jana apni. Apni bigri ko suwara chahiye. Aap par dam fida hai meri jaan. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Aap par dam fida hai meri jaan. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Dast bakhsha janibe zambil ma. Dast bakhsha janibe zambil ma. Mere sar ko tera sada chahiye. Mere sar ko tera sada chahiye. Akhtar khasta adura.
This beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Zamana, Tabriz Waqt, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us under all conditions Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world, what is our life support, how we should be living in this world. Whatever conditions come, if this is our support, then we have got no worry whatsoever. And what is the support? We should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the support, and it gets strengthened every moment. And this can only happen from the company of those who got this reality. And that is why Allah brings us to the company of the pious servants to get this reality and to realize that this is how we have to pass through this world. And most important, the support we'll see in the reality of it in the year after. Hazrat says, Mushku jine ka sahara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I need a support of life. You have given me life, what is my support of life? Mushku jine ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, please, I need a support of life. This life that you have given me, I need a life support. Today somebody thinks, if a rich person tells you, don't worry, I will look after you, you think that is my support. A person, poor person is sick, he's on life support, we say he's still alive, he's got life support. What is our real life support? Hazrat teaches us here, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, that I need your true love, that worry and concern. Today we have got all other worries, and that is why we're living in turmoil. This real worry of the true love of Allah, that for a moment we must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this one worry comes in the heart, and Hazrat says that this worry comes, and where? Dil hamara chahiye. Oh Allah, this heart that you have given me, fear, free it from every other worry besides your worry. And that is when the love of Allah ta'ala, one drop of Allah ta'ala's love penetrates the heart, then a person will have fikr all the time. That am I loving in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, sadly, we are living in a time that we talk of the laws of everybody else. We don't talk of the supreme law of Allah ta'ala, which is above everything. And once this love of Allah comes, then a person will realize and be conscious of this all the time. Father Hazrat says, Bahri ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dil tumhara chahiye. Said, oh Allah, I want the shores of the oceans of your love. That is the shores that I want to be on. Once I've got, I am soaked in the ocean of your love, and I come on that ocean, on that shores, then, oh Allah, sar hamara dir hamara tumhara chahiye. That let me be in such a condition that all the time I am totally submissive to you. Either it is time you are making tahajjud salah, it is my head, O Allah, at your threshold, begging for your love, begging for your obedience, the obedience, begging for your forgiveness. And this is not only at that time, under all conditions, sir hamara dar tumhara chahiye. That our head should be all the time bowed down at the laws of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's command is the greatest. So Allah Ta'ala's commands, we should just be sari taslim. We should bow our heads down in the obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unko unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That Hazrat explains that when a person has got any worry, the slightest grief, who you turn to? Cry only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly the pain of the heart, what a person is going through, and Allah Ta'ala listens immediately. You don't need the musalla at that time. Whatever, wherever you are, just cry to Allah. Turn your attention to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, if you got the connection with Allah, or kya sahara chahiye? Then what other support do you need? You don't need any other support. Ihfazillah yahfazka. If we turn to Allah, try to protect the laws of Allah, which is only for our benefit, we'll see Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's support will be there with us all the time. But for this, we need to get connected to Allah through the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, when you realize this, that my life support is nobody, only Allah Rabbul Izzat. And where can you get a better support? And where can there be any other support besides the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah Ta'ala's support is the only support that we can hold on to. But sadly, when we don't realize this, then we turn to all other supports, and then a person falls into more grief, more worry, more sorrow, more depression. When you got this grief and worry of the support of Allah, that is Allah happy with me or not, then you got no other grief whatsoever. Then Hazrat explains, لَذَّتِ فَرْيَاد تُوفَانُوا مِهِنْ كَوْنْ كَهْتَا اِكَنَارَ كِنَارَ چَاهِيَ. That the real enjoyment of begging Allah, to be in the court of Allah, to cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat, is when there's so-called turmoil, when there's so-called problems, difficulties have come, sickness, etc. All these conditions have come. This is the time that you get the friends of Allah really enjoy turning more and more to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves to see, that I have sent some imtihan, some test upon my bandas, where they go, they are going to turn to for support. This is the time to beg, to be begging Allah, what istighfar, what tawbah, what sadqah, what durood, etc. Hazrat says, who said that you need the shores? That only when you in go, when you in nice, comfortable conditions, then only you engage in du'as, and then only you engage in salah and tilawat. No, the real enjoyment is when it seems like difficult conditions, and then you turning to Allah, then see how much Allah Ta'ala gives you solace, and how much enjoyment is in there. Haasile sahil mujhe tufano mein hai, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. Hazrat says that I have experienced through the barakat of my pious elders and their company, that I have experienced the shores when there was turmoil, when there was in the midst of the storm. In other words, whatever conditions came to me, whether it was sickness, whether whatever other problems occurred, may have been, and today the conditions that we are going through, to all these storms that we are going through, if we really want the shores, and we really want to be in comfortable conditions, then we should turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as Hazrat teaches us how to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, we have got 18 and 81 in our palms. Allah has taught us that lift your hands and cry to Allah, and press the buttons of the Asma'ul Husna. Then Allah's Jalwa, Allah's special focus, whatever button you will press, Ya Hafiz, Allah Ta'ala's protection will come upon a person. So Allah Ta'ala is here, Hazrat is teaching us that, oh Allah, only I need your special focus upon me, your special attention. And when will that come? When we humble ourselves in the court of Allah. We beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And how to do this? Hazrat teaches us here in the next couplet. Apni aho se dare jana pe meer, apni bigri ko suwara chahiye. That a person realize when storms come, then I should realize this is just a taste of the effect of my amal. That what bad amal I am doing, Allah wants to pull me back towards Him. So how to sort out my matters? That my matter is gone upside down. It is bigri huvi. It's not in the right condition, and I'm feeling that I'm in the storm. Now cry to Allah, beg Allah Ta'ala, and shed some tears, and seriously make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, in this way, O Misab, O sir, this is how you will sort out your life. Sort out your life in this way. There's no other way to sort out our life but to turn to Allah and beg for Allah Ta'ala's special focus upon us, Allah's mercy upon us, And then a person should realize, now if you want Allah's focus all the time upon you, aap par har dam fida hu meri jaan, ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Now when you realize, nobody can take me out of the storms, only Allah Ta'ala. Allah has taken me out, Allah says, don't be like, come like those people. They say, we don't believe in Allah, aliyazu billah. There is no real support. But they know when they really in the thick of the storms of the ocean, they only turn to Allah. Allah says, when we save them, they get again involved in their masti and they forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. We shouldn't be like that. Allah give us tawfiq to realize that we beg from Allah Ta'ala and we find Allah change our conditions. Then every moment of my life now, I must strengthen my obedience with Allah. I must be more conscious that Allah Ta'ala must be more pleased with me. And غير کو مجھ کو پروا نہ چاہیے وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. The friends of Allah are not worried of the taunts of what people will say. People will say, you are whatever they will let them pass remarks. We have to worry what is the law of Allah. The law of Allah is the supreme law and that is what the law we have to worry about. The laws of others, if it is not in according to the law of Allah, then we shouldn't worry. Let people call you what they want to. Let they call you orthodox or what. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that time will come when people who hold on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ, they will be regarded as strangers. We should make shukr if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be only concerned of the obedience of Allah, and that can only be according to the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat teaches us, now all the time when you realize that Allah Ta'ala has given you the strength and the realization and the yaqeen that I should only be obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then dasbakusha janibi zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. Now beg Allah Ta'ala, don't think that no, don't have a holier than thou attitude that I only obey Allah's laws, I don't know. We shouldn't have that type of attitude and we shouldn't even mention such things. We should realize that, oh Allah, this begging bowl that you have given me, this hands of mine, and you have mentioned that we are registered beggars in your court. So Allah, all the time, my begging bowl is just under your earth. It's just in your direction, oh Allah. And what do I want? It's not I want anything of this world. All I want, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That, oh Allah, please buy me. I'm not worth anything. Like the pious servants of Allah, making the zikr of Allah, and he's saying, غالبی بر جازبائی مشتری شاہدر درمان لگارا واخری. Oh Allah, I'm not even worth that earth kiss that anybody will pay for. But you are that kind brother that you buy what is most useless and you pay the highest price. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought our souls that are amara bisu, pulling us towards haram. Even under such conditions, where we see difficult conditions, still we got more time to waste on the WhatsApp, more time to waste on social media, and no time more to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in those conditions, you just turn little to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will pull you. So we beg Allah that, oh Allah, kullana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, please make me yours and you become mine, although I don't deserve it in the least. But when a person keeps on making this dua, and Hazrat teaches us what heights of Allah's love and what closeness to Allah, but look at the humbleness, look at the tawazu, and look at Allahu Akbar. How humble Allah Ta'ala shows us the true servants of Allah, they are the real slaves of Allah. Akhtari khasta wa dur uftadaku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. That, oh Allah, Akhtar, who is your very humble servant, so to say, far away from you, oh Allah, all I want, please, I'm begging for your rahmat. That special rahmat of yours, that you make me jazb and you pull me towards you, O Allah. That is what I am begging from you. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding that we turn to Allah sincerely and we beg for Allah Ta'ala's mercy and hope for the rahmat and mercy of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title of this poem, Ah Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi.
دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کہ منزل بے وہ میری منزل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. A very slight explanation of this poem. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says that the person who does not have in his heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not have the enjoyment of both the worlds. And whatever, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, it is only because of the karam and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we are not worthy of anything at all, even coming for this majlis. A person who hasn't got the suhbat and company of the pious people, then his heart is not actually a heart, and he doesn't have the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't find the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any place, it might be one stage, one some good action also, but I'm not getting the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in actual fact, this is not my place, my station which I want to go to. And a person who puts his heart to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never be able to carry in his heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to be yours, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else's, not any ladies, not any vehicles, nothing else, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. And Hazrat says, with the top of my voice I am saying out that there is no shore and limit to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ocean of love, it continues and continues. A person will never ever get tired. So in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person must continue throughout his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to understand. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has prepared this kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, in which he mentions about 30 chapters, that or 25 ruhs, 25 chapters, that if the Muslim Ummah will bring this into their lives, then inshallah the problems which we are facing now at the moment, we will come out of all of these problems, and Allah Ta'ala will grant us success. The first one we had done was Iman. The second one was knowledge. And then Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Ali mentioned the sickness of the Ummah at the present moment is of two reasons. One is that there is lack of Islamic knowledge. And number two, that we don't have determination, we don't have the courage within ourselves to make Amal on Deen. So how must we remove it? So the first one he had spoken about was to acquire knowledge. Men, women, children, all of us, the ulama must give the knowledge to the people. There is lessons, Amr al-Ma'ruf, Nahi al-Munkar, all of this. This is how knowledge will come into the Ummah again. But many times we have got knowledge, but you don't have that ability and courage to practice upon Deen. So Hazrat says that there are three methods by which a person will gain courage and he will be able to remove weakness. Number one, association with a Kamil Sheikh of the Tasawwuf. The following are the signs of a Sheikh Kamil. Number one, he possesses sufficient knowledge of Deen. Number two, he is a firm adherent of the beliefs, practices and morals of the Sharia. Number three, he is devoid of worldly greed. Number four, he lays no claim to perfection and excellence. Number five, he has lived a while in the company of a Sheikh Kamil himself. Number six, the uprighteous ulama and mashaykh hold him in esteem. Seven, generally more intelligent people than ignorant ones incline towards him. Number eight, the condition of the majority of his murids in relation to the obedience of Shariat and reduction in worldly greed is good. That means most of his murids are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number nine, he is alert and is concerned about the condition of his murids. He reprimands and admonishes them for their wrongs and defects. He does not permit his murids to be the slaves of their desires. Number ten, after having been in his company several times, one feels a reduction in worldly love, while at the same time discerns progress in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number 11, he engages in zikr and shaghal, spiritual exercises. Without such practices, there is no barakat in his ta'aleem, instruction and teaching. Kashf, form of revelation which comes to the awliya, karamat, miracles, acceptance of dua, tasarrufat, metaphysical acts, are not requirements of a sheikh. The companionship of a Sheikh Kamil is wonderfully beneficial. However, for achieving the benefits of a Sheikh, the murid's intention must be sincere. The murid himself must desire spiritual progress and obedience. He must desire to be imbued with a hatred for sin. It is essential that the murid keeps his Sheikh informed of the changing conditions of his heart. Whatever the Sheikh prescribes, the murid should accept and practice accordingly. Number two. The first one is the company of a sheikh. Number two, the second way will apply when the company of a sheikh kamil is not available. In this case, read and study the life conditions and spiritual strivings of the Ahlullah, the saints of Allah. But never engage in the practices of the tasawwuf, which are written in relation to the lives of the Sufis. Yes, readily follow the advices and statements regarding spiritual purification. The best is to ask your sheikh, I read a certain thing, can I make amal on this year? And we shouldn't just make our own mujahada and sacrifice. Sometimes you can destroy a person. And number three, the third way in which to eliminate weakness of heart and lack of courage is muraqabah, meditation of maut, and muraqabah of the period which will come after death. This form of meditation consists of setting aside some time daily. Meditate in solitude about the events which will occur from the time of sakarat, pangs of death, until entry into Jannat and Jahannam. Think about these future events. Example, the questioning in the grave by the two angels, the punishments and comforts of the grave, resurrection, the scaling of deeds, rewards, crossing the pool sirat, etc. The attributes of excellence, example, zuhud, khashyat, fear of Allah Ta'ala, which are influenced by the development of courage, will attain perfection by means of this form of muraqabah. If you want to get the qualities of excellence, we keep thinking about death, inshallah, a person will progress. Summary. Thus far, the factors and causes of the harmful change which the Ummah have undergone, as well as the ways and means for rectifying the situation and for reforming the degraded condition of the Ummah, have been fully discussed and explained. All praises unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prescription presented for the reformation of the Ummah is very simple and universally applicable. If the Ummah adopts this prescription, its reformation will be possible swiftly, within a very short while. It now remains upon those who are desirous of acquiring benefit and success to act upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. In this ayat al-karima, Allah تبارك وتعالى reminds us that what our real purpose and object of life should be. Allah says, Tilka darul akhirah, that is the house of the akhirah. We are here in this world not to live in this world. We are here to prepare for the akhirah. We are not here to amass wealth. We are not here to enjoy ourselves. We are not here to have big buildings put up, our homes, businesses, or anything like that. Our purpose of coming in this world is to prepare for the Akhirah. And we are all the time being tested here by Allah Ta'ala. And in an examination, a test, a person doesn't get enjoyment. He doesn't get rest also. And consequently, we see the lives of the Sahaba are very clear and open that they had no rest in their life. Continuously, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, by day, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir. By night, Ya ayyuhal muzzammir, qum illayl illa qaleela. That the night's ibadat and turning and begging of Allah during the day also to make effort on the creation of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, the lives of the Sahaba were also continuously like this. And the lives of the awliya, we see, was also all the time. So we are here not for the enjoyment of this world, not to have fun here. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Padanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the dunya mehnat ki jaga. This is the place to make effort. Qabar sone ki jaga. The qabar will be the place to go and rest and take your full rest. Jannat maze urane ki jaga. And Jannat will be the place for all your fun and your enjoyment. It just is not the place for our fun and enjoyment. This is not the time to just sleep it away all the time. The necessities are there, but not just to be lazy and just sleep, etc. But it is, yeah, is the place to make mehnat, to make effort. And the Akhirat will be the place where the results will come out. According to our lives, yeah, so whatever conditions there are, and these conditions, they also are not such that we should get so very frightened for them, or we go out of our mind because of these conditions. Right, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his coming is the biggest sign of Qiyamah. And after that we find, continuously, immediately that after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left, then the army of which Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prepared to go out, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ordered this army to proceed. But senior Sahaba could not understand that at this time how can we, but that was a great test also. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah gave him all that strength that he remained firm. And then continuously, this was the condition. In the life of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was made shaheed while reciting Quran Sharif. In the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what battles took place. And this carried on all the time. There wasn't a time that it was a bit lifted up. So this life is like this. We are looking forward to a very comfortable, enjoyable life here, very peaceful life here. That is not what this life is. And as a mu'min, this is how we should. And every person, mu'min or non-Muslim, we see the reality. This is what it is. And the Akhirat will be the place of great enjoyment then. According to how we lived here, that will be the life there. So Allah says, Tilka darul akhirah. That is the life of the akhirah, the house of the akhirah, which we must make our object, we must make our purpose of life, for what we must be preparing all the time, on what our eyes should be all the time. Our eyes also should be on the akhirah all the time. Allah says, Naj'aluha. We have made that life. That life of the akhirah, the jannah there. Allah hasn't given a contract to anyone, not to master builders or to anyone, Allah Himself. And how Allah made it, nobody else can make jannah like that. And all the great ni'mats of jannah which Allah Ta'ala has made, we should always make muzakara of them also. And if we can, for those of us who can, read the ayats of the ni'mats of jannah in our namazes also, to remind ourselves that what things Allah Ta'ala has kept there. And the Quran Sharif is from the beginning till the end, Allah has mentioned what great ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. So we should keep that in mind. And then Allah Ta'ala says that the akhirat and that enjoyment of this life, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have made it for those people who haven't even got the intention, not the action, that is very big, but not even the intention of bigness in this world, that I'm somebody, that I'm somebody great, that I'm a very big person, I'm a very honorable person. Not even that thought should be in a person. To become like that is far too dangerous. Not even the thought of that. Wala fasada. And not for those people who cause facade, who cause all destruction, who do all wrong things. Akhirat is not for those people. The enjoyments of akhirat are not for such people. They will have to suffer the consequences. So Allah has put us for that life of the akhirat. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end result will be for those people who lived with taqwa, who observed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And in that, they went through difficulties and hardships also. They themselves also. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, the great righteous fifth khalifa, on the night of Eid, is crying so much that I don't know if my ibadat of Ramadan was accepted. I don't know if I will get another Ramadan. His wife comes and she's crying. She says, everyone are enjoying the night of Eid. All the children, they are talking about the new clothes they're going to wear tomorrow. And they're describing, I got this kind clothes. And our children got no clothes. All torn and tattered and patched. And he's the Amirul Mu'mineen. Eh? And our children are like that. So he says, I can't afford it. I haven't got the money. She says, but you can take it from the Baitul Mal. He says, that is for the Muslims. That's not my money. She says, you can take your allowance in advance. 1 month, 2 months allowance. He says, what guarantee have I got that I'm going to live for this 1-2 months to pay? So he lives like that. That night of Eid, he passes in that way. The wife, the children pass it in that way. So these people, Allah bless us with that, to understand that this dunya's life is not a place that we have to look for the fun and pleasure. We have to look for the akhirat. And as we heard in the poems, that lazzate faryat tufanu mein hai, that when the difficult times come, that is the enjoyment that you turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the more that a person finds that I'm giving 10 minutes for dua, my 10 minutes is not enough. Made it 15, 20 minutes, is still not enough. Half an hour, still not enough. And then finish your dua, you say, I haven't still even have asked anything from Allah Ta'ala. And all the time, and your dhikr, your heart is in the dhikr, connected with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is what a person should be striving for. And we should be reminding ourselves all the time. Coming to the majalis is not just to listen, not just to speak, but for us, for all of us, to remind ourselves to take this lesson that Akhirat is our object. We are going to be going to Akhirat, and that is our final abode. This dunya's life is very temporary also, and it has got no reality. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum saved their lives not only for the preservation of deen and Islam and Iman, but for the propagation of deen and of Islam and Iman. We find that very few Sahaba are buried in Medina Sharif, much less in Makkah Sharif. The vast majority of the Sahaba, they gave their lives for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and their qabrs are spread out in the whole world. Wherever you can go to, you will find the qubur are there for the sake of deen. Today, we are sacrificing deen to save our lives. To save our lives, we are sacrificing and we are trading in our deen. What a great difference. And when they did that for deen they gave their lives, then Allah Ta'ala gave them hayate abadi, eternal life. Yeah, in this world also, real enjoyment they got, the meaningful, the inside enjoyment. And in the Akhirat will be open enjoyment. And that will be forever and ever. They made the deen of Allah Ta'ala to come alive. And in the deen of Allah becoming alive, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاسِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in qisas, which is one part of deen, a very major part, but one part of deen, the penal code, the qisas, the revenge, which has been permitted in Islam. So Allah says, in there is life for you. Where they established this, and when they did that, then the wrongdoers, the criminals were punished. And then all the law-abiding citizens lived a free life. And when we turned away from that way of life, law-abiding citizens have to live in jails now. Our homes are like jails with all the burglar bars and with all that. And we are locked into our homes all the time, while the criminals are roaming around free. They roam over, there is no law for them. They roam around free. But when qisas is alive, one part of deen is alive, then the law-abiding citizens live a free life. Even with the doors unlocked, they have no fear whatsoever. And the wrongdoers are punished. Yeah, it is completely opposite, that the wrongdoers are gone free. And the law-abiding citizens, they have to live in jail. That is here in this dunya. And in the Akhirat, then a person who has brought Islam into his life, like from the time he goes in his qabr, and what enjoyment he gets already. His whole life of his qabr, no matter how long. And then the day of Qiyamah, he will have enjoyment. And what enjoyment in Jannah. So to give our lives, to bring the deen alive, that is what our purpose and object of life should be. That we give our lives, not that we want to save our lives and we sacrifice our deen. That is not a favor to ourselves, not a favor to mankind, even to non-Muslims. The more Islam is alive, the more there will be barakat in the world. The more the name of Allah is alive, the more the kalima is alive, the more barakat will be in the world, the more goodness there will be in the world, not only for Muslims, but for non-Muslims also. Not only for human beings, but for animals also. Weather conditions will also be good. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize that we are in this world for the Akhirat. We are not here in this world for this dunya. And this type of muzakara, reminder, should be done with our families, with our friends, with everyone continuously. Unfortunately, today we have made dunya our object. For which then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I fear of wahan on you. The Sahaba asked, what is wahan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, the love of dunya and the fear of death. And this has overtaken us. that the love of this dunya, to accumulate, enjoy the dunya all the time, and to fear that we fear death so much that we are prepared to sacrifice anything to save ourselves from death. And death is kitab mu'ajjala. It is written. It is written in the kitab. It is fixed, and it cannot be brought one moment earlier, and it cannot be delayed for a second. One person, with this aeroplane crash in Karachi recently, which crashed into a residential area. There was one Hafiz Quran, young person, Hafiz Zakir or something his name was, and he made Taraweeh also, 15 nights he completed his Quran Sharif, but he was obsessed with the idea of immigrating to the United States. He went in this conditions of this lockdown, everything. He got his visa also, and he went also. He left after completing his 15 days Taraweeh, everything. He reached Doha airport. They refused him to go further. They say, we can't understand how the authorities allowed you to leave Karachi airport. This was not at all allowed for you. And America will never accept you. We can't put you on the flight here, because it's only for American residents or passport holders or people who have got residence, not visit visas. He had his visa. Somehow he managed to get his visa. They send him back. But there were no flights, so they send him in a cargo plane. And that plane was going to Lahore. When the plane landed in Lahore, the rule was 14 days quarantine. But because he came in a cargo plane, that rule didn't apply. So they gave him 24 hours quarantine. And then he came to Karachi. And then in that plane crash, he died. So where Mort, where he was escaping, so to say, Mort, going to America, we're going to Doha, from there to Lahore, from there. So Mort is written, and nobody can escape Mort. We can try and think that we will, like in pandemics, that if a person wants to flee from there to save my life, it's impossible. Where Mort is written for a person, Mort will come. So for a Muslim to fear this Mort in this way, and what great merit just to remember Mort. Some riwayat 25 times, some riwayat 27 times. A person who just remembers Mort will get the Mort of a Shaheed. And in that also we understand that the Mort of the Shaheed is the highest, one of the highest Mort that a person can get, Shahadat. Though if we hear also people who look at it from a dunya point of view, they say he went and he got killed. Not at all. A person who looks at it from the right point of view, he will say, what a great honorable. Till now in Afghanistan, till recently in Palestine, whenever anyone used to become Shaheed, they used to distribute sweet meat. They should be happy that he became Shaheed. A small child became Shaheed. Any other person became Shaheed, they should celebrate it, that he got Shahadat. So, and everything that leads to Shahadat, all the difficulties, we might look at it, that all the great people, what difficulties they went through. But if you look at it from a dini point of view, it was great honor for those people. So Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand our real purpose and object of life, inshallah.